We got the right song at the right place at the right time. Now I need you to get out on that stage right now.
It ain't easy for me, especially the way these chicks be checking for me. It's like all the time, and it's like everywhere, and it's like into the club. Honey, stop and stand, wait a minute.
We got the right song at the right place, the right
it's
time.
It's not my ego, yo, that's just a radius. Showbiz like no biz. I love girls throughout my whole career, from suburb chicks to the cuties on the bus stop.
We got the right song at the right place at the right time. I need stars.
I'm not tripping when it come down to the woman. Reese's down with all signs. Oh,
we got the right song at the right place at the right time.
I wanna make love to the Zodiac sign. Yeah. I wanna get next to you. Yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I am your host, Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed, broadcasting here in Los Angeles, California. Glad to have everybody back tuning into the show. Today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. MacLessons.com. That's where you can get the Mac Lessons DVD. The show is also brought to you by UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. That's where you can chop it up with other players such as yourself. Got a lot of stuff to talk about today on the show. Now, all my Atlanta folks, I know I told you about the lecture that I was supposed to do at Spelman University on February 1st, that has been postponed. I will keep you posted on when we will reschedule that. That has been postponed. And I will let you know the rescheduled date. Now, on February 1st, I have a special edition of the Mac Lessons Radio Show I will be doing. The show is going to be so special. It's going to be so deep. It costs $10 to hear the show. There's going to be an admission fee to hear the show online. That's how deep this show is going to be. It's going to be a one-hour special February 1st. You guys are not going to want to miss this. It's called Mackin' for Money. And the reason why I'm charging $10 to hear it is because the game I'm saying is so deep, it has to be sold. It's on some other level shit. The game I'm going to teach you guys in that show is going to be so deep, I'm going to show you guys how to get some money. I've been getting a lot of emails from guys asking me, well, how do I get money from females? How do I Mac this? This show is that show. The Mackin' for Money show, February 1st. I can almost guarantee after hearing that show, you're going to get you some money from a female. The game is going to be that deep, guys. And you know my track record. Look at all the shows that I'm giving you free and all the good game. And how the game has worked for you. So if I'm telling you this game is going to be on another level, you know it's going to be on another level. You're not going to want to miss that. I'm going to keep you posted on how exactly we're going to do it. I might just email the guys. Everybody who purchases the show, I'm going to email you a particular link because the show is only going to be up on that day, February 1st. After that, we're going to take it down. So the show is not going to be downloadable. It's a one-day event. I'm telling you, this is how deep the game is. I got to keep that game under wraps. One-day event. The show goes up one day, comes down. I know there's some computer hacking type guys out there, whatever. I'm going to make it very difficult for them. And actually, I want to do this about once a month, have a special one-hour show at least once a month. So all you brothers out there, who all the web designers, give me a holler, man. We need to put some stuff together. I need some ideas from you guys on how we can do this on a consistent basis. All my web designers out there, give me a holler at myspace.com/Tariq_Nasheed. Let's put something together. But don't forget, February 1st, the Mackin' for Money show. I'm going to let you know tomorrow where you can purchase advanced tickets or advanced passwords for the show. Don't want to miss it. February 1st, Mackin' for Money show. The lecture series. 1 hour show, 1 hour special. You don't want to miss it. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff going on in the news today. And I'm going to touch on that in a minute. And I want to just give a shout out to all my Atlanta folks out there. I've been getting a lot of emails from people in Atlanta wanting to come down to the lecture, and it's been postponed. I'm coming down to Atlanta, fellas. I've been promising I'm coming down there. I'm going to come on down there. We know how with the black schools, which I'm not shocked, and I'm not dissing Spelman. The people from Spelman are absolutely wonderful. But with black schools, it's the same thing. You know, I came down on the price a little bit. They were having problems getting the money together, which is understandable. That happens with a lot of black schools for unfortunate reasons. And not just black schools. A lot of black promoters, and I kind of touched on this on a show the other day about black folks handling business. When it comes to some educational stuff, in a lot of cases, black folks always want you to donate your time. There's an old saying that black people pay for what they want and beg for what they need. I'm always getting called. Like, when I do lectures for, like, white universities, they can't send the check fast enough. They don't have a problem with it. They send their money. White folks handle their business. I give them that. White folks will handle their business. Even with that whole thing at Colgate University where they had the people protesting the appearance, they still handle their business. They took care of the money. I had to respect that. Now, with the black schools, or just black promoters, a lot of times, they want you to donate your time. And I can tell when they ain't got no money, when they want me to do stuff, because they get real pro-black when they call me up. It's like, hey, Brother Nasheed, let me holler at you for a minute. When I get calls like that, I already know what's going to happen. When brothers want some shit for free or somebody to donate their time, well, they get real pro-black. Hey, Brother Nasheed, first of all, assalamu alaikum, brother. Look here, Nasheed, Brother Nasheed, we need you to dedicate some time and whatever. Fuck that. Pay me. Fuck you, pay me. Just like they said in Goodfellas. Fuck you, pay me. That's my attitude. I know that sounds rough. It might sound kind of curt. But niggas got the money. It ain't like brothers don't have the money. These colleges, they'll bring in Lil Bow Wow and Ludacris and pay them top dollar. But when somebody wants to bring some education to the game, it's always, hey, my brother, assalamu alaikum. Pay me. And it's just not with the schools. And I'm not talking about anybody in particular. I'm not dissing anybody in particular. I'm talking in general. I remember one time, I think it was last year, they wanted me to do a lecture at the Essence Festival, I think down in New Orleans. That was the year before last. It was a couple of years ago. They wanted me to do a lecture, like when my book for women came out, Player Be Played. And Essence, you know, that's money. They bringing in all types of money at the Essence Festival. They got all types of musical acts that they're paying to be down there. But then they want the lecturers to basically donate their time. They called me up wanting me to come down there and donate time. I'm like, fuck that. Hells no. Y'all didn't ask Frankie Beverly to donate no damn time. Shit. Don't ask me to donate time. Pay me. Pay me the same shit white folks pay me. And that's for black folks in general. Black people will pay for their entertainment and beg for education. We got to get off that. But I digress. Anyway, what else is going on in the news right now? A lot of people have been emailing me the story about Michael Strahan. Is it Strahan or Strahan? we'll say stray hand for the day. I don't know the proper emphasis context of the pronunciation, but Michael Strahan, the New York Giants football player, I've gotten about 20 emails from cats talking about his divorce. His divorce is a very hot topic in the news, a very hot topic on the internet. And for those who don't know, let me read the story. The Associated Press says New York Giants star Michael Strahan was ordered to pay his ex-wife $15.3 million, more than half of his net worth, in keeping with the couple's prenuptial agreement. This dude signed a prenup agreement that says he has to pay this woman half of his income. The story goes on to read, under the agreement, Jean Strahan, his wife, ex-wife, estranged wife, was entitled to 50% of their joint marital assets and 20% of his yearly income from each year they were married. The story goes on to say, she's grateful to the court. No shit, says Jean's lawyer, Ellen Marshall. She told the Associated Press on Saturday, she looks forward to her future and raising their children and moving forward. I bet she does. In addition to the $15.3 million, she was awarded hundreds of thousands of dollars in child support. Let me just stop there. Because when I first heard this story, that shit made me mad. I'm mad at that nigga, Michael Strahan. And what struck me about this story and what touched the nerve, like whenever I read stuff about, people talk about the Mac Lesson show, every now and then, you always get the one cat who's talking about, well, Tariq stuff is cool, but it's more geared towards white dudes. And in reality, brothers need the game more than anybody. Black men and their goddamn egos. Acting like you don't need no game, act like you're knowing every fucking thing. And this right here is a perfect case of brothers thinking with their egos and getting fucked. Brothers need the game more than anybody. White boys, I don't see too many white dudes getting fucked like this. Michael Strahan got fucked. And he fucked himself. I don't know if this nigga thought he was just so fly of a dude that the woman won't take him to the cleaners. I think a lot of guys have that mentality. They think that they got a woman on lock. The woman likes him so much that she would never turn against him. And from what I heard, you know, this guy was, you know, had mistresses and other bras, and he's still kicking it with his mistress, some bitch named Cupcake. That's another story in the news, that he got a mistress named Nicole Cupcake something. And this nigga think he won't get caught up in the game. Brothers, handle your business. Stop thinking with your goddamn egos. Sit down and learn something from somebody. Put your egos in check, black men. We always hear stories in the news about how some black man is having to pay somebody hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars. You hear it in white boy cases every now and then, but more so in the black community. White boys ain't gonna get too fucked too bad by their wives. Especially the rich ones. Like Donald Trump, he ain't gonna get taken to the cleaners too much. That's why Donald Trump be clowning bitches. He's talking shit about Rosie O'Donnell. Because Donald's gonna make you sign something that says you ain't getting shit, but a hard dick and bubble gum, you fuck with him. But it's the brothers thinking with that damn ego. Thinking you're going to dick whoop abroad. Michael Strahan, and that's my brother. I don't want to seem like I'm dissing this brother or talking down on him. That is my brother. And I'm talking to him as a quote-unquote brother. We'll talk to another brother. We're all family. And if I was his actual brother, I would pull him to the side and say, you snackle-tooth son of a bitch. What in the hell is wrong with you? And I'm trying to look at the light at the end of the tunnel. I hate to go there on a brother, but Michael Strahan has got to be one of the dumbest niggas on earth to have signed a prenup agreement of that stature. Why would you even sign a prenuptial agreement that states that you would have to give your wife 50% of your shit plus more? This is a case where he would have been better off if he hadn't assigned anything. I mean, seriously, this guy would have been in a better position if he just didn't have a prenup at all. Why would you sign a prenup saying you're going to get 50%? I don't get it. I'm hoping that there's something else to the story, that this nigga just wasn't that dumb. Maybe there's something else in the agreement that the public doesn't know about. But if this nigga signed this agreement and it's valid and that's all there is to it in the media, the agreement that everybody's talking about, you got to be a goddamn idiot. Is this nigga on that narcotic? Is this nigga on, is he smoking some? Is he on crystal meth? Why would you sign some shit like that? You basically signed an agreement where the broad would get more money if she left you or if you left her. I mean, because I heard he's paying like a lot of child support money. And there's another story that came out in the news the other day, or I think last night or yesterday, that he had another confrontation at the house. He went up to his ex-mansion, which is her mansion now, and caused some kind of commotion. This was in the New York Post. And a lot of those stories are like gossip and innuendo, so I don't put too much validity on it. But this is what they're saying. I don't want this to be a gossip show. I like to get the hard facts before I put it over the airwaves. Yeah. But they said he went to the house showing out, acting a fool. Mike, don't act a fool now. What you acting a fool now for? It's a wrap, nigga. I'm just flabbergasted that this dude would sign an agreement like that. And a lot of brothers like that. Puff Daddy be getting in these old egotistical relationships with these broads and then whooping his ass for child support. And I know in Puff Daddy's case, it was like some kind of, if I'm not mistaken, it was like some kind of record fine or record penalty that he had in New York. It was like the highest child support agreement or settlement in the state of New York, I think. I know that was in the headlines for a minute because he had to pay some astronomical amount to like his ex. Brothers got to step your goddamn game up when dealing with these women, especially black men. And I just did a show the other day about the pregnancy game, talking about paternity tests and all that stuff. I did that last week, and ironically, this comes out. Brothers, you got to handle your business when it comes to these women, man. That's why I'm doing that special show on the first, where I'm really, really breaking the game down, because brothers aren't getting it. So I'm going to have to step this shit up and really break it down for y'all niggas. Because $15 million ain't no damn joke, man. That shit hurts. Even if you got $30 million. $15 million hurts, man. And a lot of you cats are setting yourself up for that type of predicament. You guys are very lax with some of these broads that you're messing with. You thinking that you can dick whoop them and the woman will never leave you or the woman will never turn on you. Man, these women will get child support every single time. I don't give a damn how much you thought the woman was in love with you. when you break up with that woman and she sees she has an angle to come up, she's going to utilize that angle. Don't you ever think anything different. And these brothers out here, especially these athletes, and not just athletes, a lot of cats who are just getting money or have the potential to get money down the line, you got to handle your business first, man. Every broad that says she loves you don't mean she ain't going to fuck you in the end of the day. Every time you look at a story in the news in the last few days, Jason Kidd, that's another story. He's going through some shit with his wife now. Talking about the wife then jumped on him. So she's going to get her little money out of him. Hopefully this fool signs some type of agreement. Because you notice, man, with these females, when they get with these athletes, the first thing they do is get knocked up. Whenever you see an athlete's wife, they always pregnant. They get knocked up before they finish saying, I do. These women ain't dumb. These women are not dumb from a long shot, by a long shot. And I have to pop my collar to Michael Strahan's wife. I can't be mad at her. I can't knock the game. I cannot knock the hustle. Again, that goes to show you, and for those who don't know, the wife, Jean Strahan, Michael's wife, was a white chick. This goes to show you how better at hustling white folks are. White people are damn good hustlers. And I'm talking to the sisters out there now. Because we can't get mad at the chick. Her game was impeccable. White women hustle on a whole different level. Like black females, when they hustle, all they have is the pregnancy hustle. They go out with a nigga and try to get knocked up. They do the paternity hustle. That's the only hustles that the hustling sisters know. White women ain't trying to go for no damn child support. They're trying to go for child support and everything else. Half your shit. They go for the gusto. And I can't be mad at it. If you're gonna do it big. Her game was hella tight. She made this nigga sign a prenup saying that she was going to get half that shit. I popped my collar to her. And I frown upon him. But that's how white women hustle, dude. You said Anna Nicole. I don't give a fuck what you say about Anna Nicole Smith. Anna Nicole Smith. She's about to get a whole bunch of money off that old dude. I mean, she's been fighting that thing in court for a long time, but she could possibly get all that money. That's hustling. Look at Lionel Richie's ex-wife, the white chick. Lionel had to break her off a lot of money. And they didn't have no kids. Well, Anna Nicole, she wasn't going to have no kid by that old dude. She's going to spit at him. Get that money that way. The old-fashioned way. Good old-fashioned spitting. Lionel Richie's ex-wife, the white chick. She didn't have a baby by Lionel, but she's making him break bread. See, a lot of these white women know the patience game. You got to be patient. You got to be patient with your macking, with your hustling. You got to invest in your game. See, a lot of black folks have that smash-and-grab mentality. You want to get your money real quick. You jump in and cause a ruckus and then jump back out and try to get whatever you can get out of the ruckus. That old punk ass hustling. White women, they're patient. They'll sit up there and just plot, plan. They play chess with it. Black folks like playing checkers. Checkers is a game of opportunity. With checkers, you jump on every open opportunity you see. With chess, you create opportunities and you use strategy. And you gotta be patient with chess. And that's how these white women are hustling. They put equity in the game. And I have to commend that. I can't even hate that. You have to be a chess player yourself, brothers. You feel what I'm saying? But I hope Michael learns his lesson. He has no choice but to learn his lesson. And really doesn't sound like he's learning his lesson because he sound like he's doing a lot of tricking. I've been hearing a lot of stories and reading a lot of stories about Michael Strahan, and sound like a lot of tricking is going on. And all my brothers who are athletes, and I have a lot of friends who are athletes, step your game up. Protect your assets. Like with the situation with Michael Jordan and Juanita. Now, Michael had to break bread in that situation. And I know Michael was going through some shit being married to that woman who lost her looks a long time ago. I hate to be mean, but come on now. Michael Jordan is the richest brother in sports, and his wife looks like a light-skinned manatee. And it's been an open secret for years that Michael has been dealing with, like, this woman here, this woman there. And it's not even a secret. It's a known fact. One of his mistresses tried to sue him. But in that situation, it was more of a business arrangement. Michael was getting a lot of major endorsements, so he had to have the family man image. So that was some kind of business arrangement, and I can understand that. That was a business. I think Juanita Jordan knew that. Michael knew it. It was what it was. But the situation where you just say, I'm going to give you half my shit if we get a divorce because I love you and you love me and our love will never end. Nigga, step your game up. Protect your assets. What's love got to do with it? And in the words of the great Ike Turner, hold on. In the words of the great Ike Turner, let me let Ike tell you, hold on.
And this here is about business right here. That marquee out there say Ike and Tina Turner. And the people out there waiting on me, and you laying up here talking about you tired. Now what you gonna do? You wanna take care of business, or you looking for a way out? So you wanna leave me like all them other suckers I done made famous.
See what I'm saying? You are the marquee. If you're out there handling the business, don't sit up and trick off your money and let somebody come in and infiltrate you. This is about business. You making these broads famous and they leaving you for the next fool. Step your game up, fellas. Don't forget to check out the show February 1st. $10, fellas. Save up your $10 now. Save up $1 a day. 50 cents a day. Start saving up your money now. $10. The Mackin' for Money Show. 1 hour special. I will keep you posted on everything. All right? Don't forget to check out myspace.com/Tariq_Nasheed. I will holler at you guys tomorrow. Peace.